You say your prayers and then you cheat somebody out of something. The American people want the pleasure of going to church and having a form of godliness and acting good. And then on the other hand, after they've salved their conscience, they forget their commitments to God. But you can't. They're distinct, they're separate, and your form of worship is distasteful to God. He's against it. In Revelation 3, God talks about this. We read a divine message to the average American church in Revelation 3, verse 15, where Jesus says, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods," and that's America, "and have a need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." You've got to worship God, where Jesus says, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods," and that's America, "and have a need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." You've got to worship God and God only, or he says he will spew us out of his mouth. Again, if you'd like to turn in your Bible to Matthew 6, "If God be God, serve him," is what the Bible says. "If the world, serve it. Make no profession of religion. But remember, if the Lord be God, you can't have Baal also." In Matthew 6, verse 24, I thought I'd turn to it. Matthew 6, verse 24, it says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or God and the world, or God and money." That's why you wonder, like a church like ours, we send all these buses out to tell the little kids about Jesus and how to be saved. And we go to the prisons to deal with people and their needs. And we deal with old people in the old folks' homes all around. And we're hated. I understand that. Jesus was hated. Okay? The Bible teaches that right here. Again, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. It's one or the other. You can't have both. If God be served, he'll be master. If not, soon the devil will be your master. You ever wonder why people take drugs? The devil. You say, "No, I wanted to." No, you didn't want to. No, you didn't want to. I don't know. You know, when I go in to get a shot, I'm going to Africa soon, and I had to go get some shots, and I don't even look at it, man. You don't want shots. Okay? You don't want to destroy your life. You take drugs because you have to. Because the devil makes you. And the same thing can be done with smoke. People, "Well, I smoke because I want to smoke." I want to smoke. Yeah, you want to smoke? Maybe the first one, you don't want to smoke. The devil makes you smoke. Choking, cancer, dying. You want to smoke? No, you don't want. You love the world enough to reject Christ? Then love it. Take off your mask. Don't be a hypocrite. Nobody likes a man that doesn't follow through with what he professes. It's like politicians. And the Republicans and Democrats are alike. I can't stomach politicians. They smile and they say one thing in front of one crowd. We have a political day, we invite them in, and they say everything we want to hear. And they go to Washington and they say everything somebody else wants to hear. They're phonies. No, says the prophet, you can't worship both. Stop halting between two opinions and choose. Choose. God or Belial? And then secondly, the prophet asks, how long? How much time are you going to take to make up your minds? How long halt ye between two opinions? For 3.5 years, ever since the prophet said it wouldn't rain, it didn't rain, they're starving. You think about it. No rain for 3.5 years. Their cattle are dead. Their meadows are covered with dust like deserts. What do you need to make up your minds? Do you communicate when you pray? Do you? Do you have peace and joy in your heart? That's what God wants. Do you have fullness of life? Or is something missing? How long are you going to wait? I'm not speaking to those sold out to Satan, but those who want to serve God but won't go all the way, won't give up their sin to take Christ. You're religious. Outwardly, you're thought of as a pretty good person. How long halt ye between two opinions? You want to sow your wild oats? I know there's a lot of people like that. How long you want to wait? Have you been a church goer? Maybe you've attended here for weeks or months. You've heard the gospel, even been impressed and convicted because of one of the devil's lies. You say, no, I don't want to go to hell, but I'm going to put it off. The question is, how many sermons do you think you have? How many Sundays, how many warnings, how many tollings of the bell has to warn you that death is ahead? How many graves have to be dug? How long halt ye between two opinions? As the sands of life drop from the glass, each time you say, well, when it gets to be right here, I'm going to repent. When the glass is just so low, I'm going to turn to God. Apostle Paul says, the time is short. The time is short. John says, the time is at hand. We read, today is the day of salvation. I don't know how people think, well, God Almighty, the God of the universe, sent his Son to be hated and spit upon and buffeted and crucified for my sins. And I know that, but no, just wait. You think you can just treat God like that? Just treat God like that? You can't. You might find that the glass is empty before you thought it would be. You might find yourself in eternity when you thought you'd repent. Now, the Bible says, now is the accepted time. Now is the only time you can ever be sure. The longer you serve your father, the devil, the stronger his grip is. As you walk through this world, if you're without Christ, you become more and more biased to evil. Now, you know that's true. Oh, one thing that shocked me when I first graduated from Bible college and I visited a lady who was dying of cancer. She knew she was dying. She knew she had days. And what shocked me is when I visited her in the hospital, and she knew the plan of salvation. She could She knew that she was on her way to hell if she didn't get saved. She believed in God, believed in heaven, believed Jesus died on a cross for her. And I would visit her and she'd say, later. I'll never forget it. Later. And I'm saying, how could this be? And it wasn't too many days later that I came and the bed was empty and clean. She was dead, and every indication she was in hell. And I asked myself, how could anybody believe the Bible and believe that God loved her and believe that she needed to get saved to go to heaven and believe she's going to go to hell if she didn't get saved? How could she do it? But through the years, I find the more you say no, the stronger the devil gets. If you are not being brainwashed from Satan, it wouldn't take any more time than to decide between poverty and wealth or health and a maimed life. No more difference. But thirdly, the prophet challenges these people with the absurdity of their position, trying to straddle the fence to be accepted by the world and accepted by Christian people, to get the benefits and pleasures of sin as well as the benefits of God. How long halt ye? How long limp ye is the idea between two opinions. And it's a picture of a man whose legs are completely out of joint and he's wobbling from side to side. And it's funny until you see how pathetic it is. What an absurd position. When in the world, they'd laugh. You know that? They'd laugh. Hey, he goes over to that crazy church, over to Fairhaven. When among Christians, they can't figure out his inconsistency. In church one day, in the cesspools of the world the next. Even the devil, I think, laughs. You get nothing for your awkward position. You don't have the pleasures of the world, neither do you have the pleasures of God. In fact, you have the fears of church without its hopes. You have its duties without its joys. You're afraid to do wrong, yet you have no hope of heaven. I can never figure that out. You see the table spread. You hear it spread on Sunday morning, Sunday night, but you can't partake of it. If there were a purgatory after death, it would be the perfect place for you. You could bounce between fire and ice, but of course there is no purgatory taught in the Bible. And in reality, a person that hasn't received Christ is a servant of Satan, and you're on your way to hell. But I'll tell you, that hypocrite will probably be laughed at in hell also. I really think so. Look at that fool. He went to church. Look at that fool. He listened to those Christians and he's in hell. Just like we are. Even the damned in hell know you're foolish for halting in the middle. Adopting neither position. If you did one or the other, at least you'd be consistent. But the Bible gives a picture of a bird bouncing from limb to limb and from tree to tree, all miserable all your life. But this great crowd of Jews might ask, how do you know we don't believe in Almighty God? How can you judge us? The way you can be judged is in practice. You notice the prophet said, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. Again today, all opinions are okay. It doesn't matter. That's not true. Now you listen to this. Truth is not changed by your opinion. Now, if people could just get that, I don't believe this. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what I believe. Truth is not changed by your opinion or my opinion. A thing is either true or false of itself. And it's up to us to judge carefully and then have the right opinion. Opinions have a tremendous influence on our conduct. The wrong opinion will give you the wrong conduct. What does your practice show? Do you follow Christ at a distance, in form but not in spirit, on Sunday but not on Monday? In religious company, do you act one way? But when you're with the world, you act a different way. You don't follow a Baal either. You'll go part way with the world and part way with God. You're in the middle. And what the prophet is saying, make up your mind and let your conduct follow. If you really think the way of the playboy is great, why don't you just become a full-fledged playboy? If you think that it's good to cheat in business, why don't you put a sign up, cheater, or I'm dishonest, or at least convince your conscience if you can't tell the truth. Why don't you just carry out your opinions, whatever they are, Choose them wisely, because your eternity forever hinges on that decision. And if you know there's a Jehovah God in heaven, and you feel it best to serve Him, to have the joy of your salvation, to have God guide you to the right wife, go all the way. Accept Christ as your Savior and serve Him until you die. It's as simple as that. But one person asked Elijah, what profit will I gain? If I serve God, will I be more happy? Will I have more peace of mind? I believe so. I really believe with all my heart that'd be true. But forget that. Okay? Forget that. I can tell you that's what's wrong with our world is we've left God. Everybody's shacked up instead of being married. People don't raise their kids according to the Bible and they're going wild. The Bible tells us how to have a right family. The Bible tells us how to take care of our finances. The Bible shows us how to have good friends. Bible shows us all these things. Bible shows us how to die right. But forget that. That's secondary. The question is, if God be God, follow Him. He's God. Not about its advantages. If He's God, follow Him. Because you admit Him to be God, you must follow Him. It's your duty to follow Him. It's all He puts breath in your nostrils. And the prophet demands, follow Him. Either follow Him or deny Him. If the gospel's true and you believe in Christ, it's your duty not only accept that truth, but to follow it and give your life to Jesus Christ. If Baal be God, if Muhammad be the true prophet, follow him and see what the end will be. If God be God, I don't care whether your father's God or not. Sometimes I go out and you're talking to people and they say, well, my father and my mother had this or that religion. I believe both of my grandfathers were sprinkled as babies, and I believe both of my parents were sprinkled as babies, but that doesn't mean that's what I'm going to do. In fact, my parents changed. But you see, I loved my parents and revered my parents, yet it's no reason that I have to imitate my parents. Baptism as a baby is as foolish as baptism of a ship and has as much scripture to back it, you see. Baptism putting a little water on somebody doesn't do a thing to get you to heaven. I'm not saying this morning, if God be the God of your mother or father, follow him. But if God be the God of the heavens, then you're awful foolish if you don't follow him. In conclusion, how long did these people halt? Until God answered with fire. If you look at the front of our church, we have a stained glass depiction of this right here. It's so exciting. Now, it's not especially what they wanted. They probably wanted water. But if they got water, rain, it'd probably be thought of as being too natural. So many times, God tries to bring us to him, the unsaved to him, but it's not recognized. God will bring death into a family, and people just keep on going, bring sickness. You ever hear of a foxhole decision? Somebody's out in war, and they say, oh, God, get me out of this, and I'll serve you for life. And God gets them out of it, and maybe they become even worse. But fire will be the end of your halting. Either the fire of God's Holy Spirit or eternal fire in hell. And the question is, what will it be? Which will it be? Will you allow God to save your soul and have that fire burn up that sin and destroy your worldliness and your cold indifference? Or will you meet that same Christ that died on the cross? The Bible says that same Christ that died for you, if you don't receive him, you're going to meet him at the judgment. And he'll say, depart from me. Depart from me, ye cursed, and he'll send you to hell. Which will it be? You know you're a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. And you know, if you know the Bible at all, that the wages of sin is death. The Bible talks a lot more about hell than it does heaven, and it describes hell as a burning, horrible place where you'll go forever and ever. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It goes back to God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're all sinners. We all deserve death and hell. But God loved us so much he sent his Son to die on the cross, and his blood covered our sins. It paid for your sins and mine. And all the Bible says is, call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Do you know you're saved? If you are, you can know it. You should know it. If you don't know it, you ought to get it taken care of right now. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.